recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. I want to thank sponsors for this show. ButcherBox.com, promo code Adam. TheraWorksRelief.com, and TrueCar as well. You can also check out Making It, NBC, July 31st. Tell you more about that. What's going on, Drewski?
Not a heck of a lot. Yeah, I have this stupid dry eye thing since I had this radial keratotomy. Mm-hmm. And I was taking some eye drops. They're trying to get, some relief. It actually worked a little bit, but made me depressed.
The eye drops.
Actually, they made me high. When I'm coming off them now, I'm depressed. I know.
I know how saline solution, man.
Seriously.
There must be some steroids or something
there? Yeah. So that shows you how much of a lightweight I am. I'm like a supreme lightweight when it comes to medication.
Eye drops were making you
high. I mean, you can get acid in through your eye, to be fair. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. But what was Yeah, I get it.
But it is not supposed to do that. Trust me. I mean, and then now I've come on the other side. Nothing's meaningful. I'm like, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, and I'm aware of it, right? Mm-hmm. And yet I can't control the feeling state.
Yeah, it's very the wiring, weird. Very delicate. It's wiring.
It's not. I would argue it's not delicate wiring. It's delicate. It's constitution, mm-hmm. right? Which is worse. I'd rather have delicate wiring.
Yeah. So what's going on? What's going on in the world, Drew?
Scott Pruitt out. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. It's so weird with Scott Pruitt's a Trans Am driver from the 80s. But he's also what?
He's also the EPA secretary.
Oh. Why is he out?
Because he's been involved with some inappropriate use of funds. Various things have come to light that have not looked good. Apparently, people were happy. Well, some people were happy with his job.
Maybe I'm thinking of Greg Pruitt.
Yeah, could be.
But go ahead.
Finally, it got just distracting. The guy can't do his job with all the surus around him.
Yeah, I'm not not kept up for a while. It's been a lot of kids in caves. And
here's one of my favorite things.
Gary, is Scott Pruitt a race car driver or is that Greg Pruitt?
Nope, Scott Pruitt
Greg
is a race
Pruitt's
car
a football player.
Correct.
Yeah.
They spell their last names a little differently, but Scott Pruitt is a race car driver.
Did he race against Willie T back in the day? Is he racing Trans Am in the 80s? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So one of my favorite
things.
Anyway,
I'm against anything bad happening to a race car driver.
Okay, so as you know, the homeless crisis is strictly a problem with housing expense, right? Strictly.
No. It's cost of living.
Cost of living.
So that's eggs.
Yeah.
That's gas per gallon.
Yeah.
As long as you want to go cost of living, it's described as the cost of homes, but it's also described as the cost of living.
Right.
So California could probably not be the highest taxed gas in the United States and help with at least gas. When I was poor, gas per gallon was a big issue in my life.
Yeah.
When you're a poor person, that's a big that costs. Meaning, if you want something that, affects this group and doesn't affect that group at all, mm-hmm. The gallon, the poor Hispanic gardeners who have to drive out to La Cañada, who don't live anywhere near La Cañada in their pickup trucks and mow everyone's lawn with the mower that takes the gas, that gas being 4-something a gallon, that impacts them. My wife has a plug-in car, and I have a who cares, because that per gallon gas doesn't represent 1% of my income versus 5% or
people,
a high percent.
People aren't aware around the country how bad the prices are here in California.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in general, when you claim to worry about the poor man, raising the cost of a gallon, considering it's not like Dr. Drew pulls up and I'm like, that'll be $81.50 a gallon, and then the poor Mexican gardener pulls up and that'll be 10 cents a gallon. We pay the exact same amount.
Yeah.
And that's impactful to poor people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Where was I going with this? How do we start this conversation?
Oh, we have a cool Willie T. Scott Pruitt. Fun fact, says this Gary.
Yeah. Ribs became the first driver in the history of the International Motor Speedway Association to be suspended for punching Scott Pruett after Pruett ran into him and eliminated Ribbs' chance of winning. He ended up coming in second, but he said that Pruett, who was not in contention for the race, cost him his shot at first.
So an earlier, very early adopter of the Earth First movement.
This was back in 87, by the way.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
So what I was building up to was, well, in Colorado, it turns out they're having a little sort of movement of homeless in their direction. Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look.
You know why?
Yes.
Because marijuana is legal.
Uh-huh. Huh?
So homeless, strictly speaking, is a housing problem. So they're moving to where marijuana is legal. Not less expensive, legal.
Look, I think it's here's an interesting sort of philosophy or challenge. I'm going to toss this out here. San Francisco, in terms of housing expense, besides Monaco, what's more expensive than San Francisco?
Right.
Los Angeles, Santa Monica. Really, I mean, you really have to get to the south of France to compete with those kind of per square foot prices. So then, are we to assume all these people are an indigenous Californians and Bay Area folks who were just jettisoned from their homes because they lost their jobs and are now looking?
Right. Or as soon as they get their job back, then they're going to get an apartment?
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Or are they all migrating here? And I'm guessing there's a lot of migration toward the Bay Area and toward Los Angeles. And I don't know, you could go to Bakersfield and probably get a good deal on a house. I mean, if it was about house pricing and you were homeless, well, you'd be kind of a fool to be at a place that is literally now.
You wouldn't stay.
Well, here's.
You literally would move somewhere where you could afford.
If anyone wants to know what the West Side is like in Santa Monica and Venice and Palisades and whatever's going on in, let's say, Santa Monica, a house is over $1,000 per square foot. So you want a 3,000 square foot house, that's over $3 million. You want 3,000 square foot in Muncie, Indiana, that's $121,000. So it's dramatic. So it seems weird and inconceivable that people are coming from places where it's $100 a square foot to places where it's $1,200 a square foot. You go to San Francisco. You get into the city of San Francisco, you could easily be talking about $3,000 a square foot, stuff that rich people can't afford. So I don't know that it's the price per square foot that's doing it. Also, not sure how you remedy that. Some people want to pay for a view of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, but if you do house them, that's not the problem.
Of course it's not the problem. Right. The problem, look. Housing is no different than building prisons. It's just sort of, you can keep building prisons. Nobody on the side of prison reform thinks the answer is building more prisons. Where they talk about prison overcrowding and over-incarceration and everything else. But if you raise your hand and go, fine, let's pass a measure and a bond and let's build some more prisons, they'd go, get the fuck out of this room. So then using that same kind of math, why would more housing is just going to create more of the incarcerated, so to speak. That's what I know. No, there's something going on at the
mental health. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's at the home level that I'm constantly talking
about. The family. Mm-hmm.
Well, as you've heard with clips we've played, as you will experience yourself, and we've debated this a little, and I'm not talking about one of our kids going, you know, taking a deep dive into heroin, but I'm just saying, let's just say it's what the people, the so-called experts, are arguing. It's about the cost of housing, and it's about the cost of living. All right, let's just – everyone think that. All right. The homeless population has risen tenfold in Los Angeles, not because of drugs,
not because of mental health,
but because of the cost of an apartment per square foot. Now, let's – I'll tease that. Everyone just sort of swim around with that idea for a second. Then I'll propose something.
Okay.
Making It, this summer on NBC, Parks and Rec stars Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman are crafting television's ultimate creative competition. Eight talented artists will compete for $100,000. Nick's a master woodworker. I told you that.
You did.
And Amy, well, what she lacks in crafting experience, she makes up for in enthusiasm. It'll be the funniest crafting competition on TV, people. If you loved Amy and Nick on Parks and Rec, you'll love them on Making It. Let's not miss the premiere of Making It, hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. Great guys, wood shop. I'd say as the crow flies, his wood shop is 1.9 miles away from here. Is that a safe bet?
Yep.
As the crow flies. Nick Offerman, it's on America. It's on right after America's Got Talent, Tuesday, July 31st on NBC. So you have said, Drew, that if anyone's kid, including our own, takes a deep dive into heroin, it's going to be tough to let him crash on the sofa.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be difficult for the elderly parents to deal with this crazed person in their house. But that's not their argument. Their argument is just it's about, available apartment units and whatever. Good. If it's just hardworking, honest folks that are down on their luck, then now we're getting back to my argument, which is family. Good. Then they can just go home and crash on the sofa.
Until they get a job.
Well, Mr. Sober Guy,
yeah.
Who's... who is earnestly looking for a job? What parent would push them out into the cold?
Or any other family member for anything?
Certainly, friends. Yeah. If these people now,
and in fact, there are a lot of people. There is a huge population that's literally undiscussed, undocumented. Is the couch surfing looking for a job group?
But as you pointed out,
that's that group. That's the group that needs the better housing.
As you've pointed out in previous episodes, if somebody's deep into schizophrenia and is not taking their meds and doing heroin and everything else, no, the parents aren't equipped to let them crash on the sofa. Right. But if young Sonny Corolla is just out there earnestly looking for a job and the market has just dried up, then we'd have to be cruel to say he couldn't have his own room back.
Right. And what would motivate him to go out in the streets?
I don't know. The notion would be he went to me and Lynette. Lynette said, no deal. We've turned your room into a hookah den. So, and then he went to all his friends from junior high and high school and said, can I crash on your sofa? And they went, no.
Yeah.
You must go live under a freeway overpass. That is not a likely scenario.
No. And I can tell you this other side bizarre thing going on where I was talking to one of the city councilmen and they had set up showers. I told you this, right? Mm-mm. For a group of homeless. Oh, they set up a group of showers. And to get a homeless person into the shower, just to get them to take a shower, took 15 attempts on average. To 15 contacts. On average, to convince them they should take a shower. 15 contacts because they were so paranoid and strung out, they couldn't trust even going into a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's about housing prices. 15 attempts to get a shower, to get people into a building where they are needing to get rehabbed and treated. That takes – it's impossible.
But who does
– It's an extraordinary amount of work.
When the LA Times goes to their homeless experts, are they like experts that Mark Garagus calls up to the stand?
Yes.
Or it's like, hey, there's a ballistics expert that we've already briefed and paid for.
Yes.
And then they're going to just get up there and say what we want them to say?
Absolutely.
But, well, why is the Los Angeles Times printing that?
Please.
Please what?
Please. That rag?
I get it, but why don't you want to tell the truth about a situation at a certain point? Are you just trying to protect
Garcetti's,
the mayor?
Or like Garcetti, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
But it's his number one priority, though.
Is the homeless.
I just don't want to know. Number two is something worse. Hey, I got
number one priority is the homeless. His number two priority is not stepping in number two on his way to downtown. Yeah. Yes. All right, Drew. Got something?
Let me talk about Butcher Box because I've got the pork next door. I'm going to heat it up and bring it in for you. That Yeah, I got some.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Next door, you mean?
I mean in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
High quality, healthy protein you can trust.
You know, 100%. If you knew the family.
100% grass.
If you knew the Olsons.
Finished beef, free range organic chicken. It's that heritage breed pork, man. It's good. It's delivered right to your door. It's on ice. It's free shipping anywhere in the 48 United States. And one more week only. This is, and their bacon is awesome. It really is.
Oh, is it? That's the only thing I haven't tried.
All new customers receive free bacon for life and $10 off by going to butcherbox.com. Use the discount code Adam, and you got free bacon for life. And I am, it's thick, very low, like lean. It's so good. Huge taste difference.
Good.
Huge taste difference between animals raised on pasture versus concentrated feedlots. These are the free-range organic chicken, finished beef, grass-fed. You will not be unsatisfied. I've been eating. They've been very kind to me. They sent me a couple samples, and I've been eating it nonstop for 2 weeks. I mean, I just eat it
it's
constantly.
It's great. It's the best.
I eat it all day long. It's the best. Anyway, ButcherBox, butcherbox.com, discount code Adam.
Neil, 46, from Florida. Neil?
Hey, Drew, Adam, how y'all doing?
Hey there.
Good, man.
I really just called in because I wanted to corroborate, Drew, your story with my own. 46-year-old pediatric ophthalmologist down here in Florida that let his health get pretty much away from him up to about 230 pounds at 5'9", and all of it soft and mushy.
Nice.
Yeah, real good, especially with my family history. It's probably very similar to yours.
Uh-oh.
And I found lifting heavy and CrossFit and eating in a very similar way to what you were eating. For me, it was more a paleo style, but it's really similar to what you described.
Yep.
And I had reversal of everything. This is about 2008. I'm sorry, 2010. I came off all meds for hypertension, all meds for cholesterol.
Listen to this. Down. But listen to my thing. I was eating primarily red meat, high fat, and my HDL's never been better. My LDL is just pegged right where it's supposed to be.
I had the exact same experience.
Yeah.
And it's really refreshing to see
my BFD's off the chart right now.
And triglycerides were lower, spiking, too, which I'd actually been out of range a little bit, and they were just, again, pegged at 75. And I was like, Jesus, this is not fitting how we are trained. And there was a big study came out I saw last week.
Yep.
Again, plant-based diets, longevity. And I thought maybe we have to look at subsets of different biological makeups, you know?
Well, doctors.
Yes, Adam.
First off, the plant-based people, this is a subset of people who have taking their nutrition and well-being to another level.
Yeah.
Like this isn't, it's Joe Sixpack over here is eating beef and Joe Sixpack over there, he's just eating plants. No, these are folks like my mom, which are like sort of hyper vigilant about they've never been
religious.
Yeah, if they've not been around fourth hand smoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of a self-selecting group of people that are like way too careful about everything that goes into them. So to say that those people, like, you know, my mom is old and she'll see a long life, but not really a healthy long life or not as spirited or well-lived. Like she'll technically make it to this age because she didn't smoke, she didn't drink, she was like pretty plant-based and pretty like focused, but it doesn't mean she was ever strong or healthy or able-bodied.
Yeah. Let me talk to Neil again.
I do.
So, Neil, the one thing I did a little different than you is I stayed with heavy, heavy weights, power lifts.
You said that.
And went really into the – well, he said he did CrossFit and stuff too.
Well, no. Let me explain, though. I did find the sport of Olympic-style weightlifting through CrossFit. Now I'm 2016 Masters, which is 35 and up, national champs in weightlifting. And I coach a team out of a CrossFit that my wife and I own that we all found after this. So, by the way, that brings me to my second point. Adam. You call them the CrossFit plates, the big fat rubber plates that you think makes it hard for you to figure out how much weight is on the bar in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, CrossFit didn't invent those. Okay, what? That's the rubber bumper plate exists so you can hold the weight overhead like a snatch or a clean and jerk,
and
then
drop
it to the platform without damaging anything. That's why they exist. They've been around for 100 plus years.
But the weight was always 45 pounds per plate, was it not?
Well, it's actually in kilos. So it's the red is a 25-kilo plate, which is around 55 pounds, and the blue is 20 kilos, which is around 44 pounds.
Well, hang on a second. I think, Neil,
my beef wasn't really in the rubber coating. It was the fact that plates were always 45 pounds.
No, I think what he's – let me correct me if I'm wrong, but they've all of a sudden – all of a sudden 5, 10, and 25 pounds are the same diameter as the 45 pound. And that was kind of a new thing.
They have to be the same diameter for when you drop the bar.
Yeah,
yeah, I get it. I'm just saying when Vasily Alexia, deep pull, man. When Vasily was up there setting those records, I believe every plate on that bar was a 45 pounder. Which probably, and it does mean a metric conversion. Because whenever you see something that seems a little odd, like, how fast is that car? Well, it says 0 to 62. It's 4.4. And it's like, 0 to 62, 100 kilometers. You know, when there's an odd number, it means there was a whole number in Germany.
Yes.
Hey, God bless you, Neil. I love what you're doing. Hold on. I'm not done pontificating. I must say this. In a world where people talk about all the things, you know, you're taking in too much salt. Try to cut back on that salt. Go easy on that salt. Or, hey, you got to hydrate. You're not hydrate. You got to overhydrate. You got to really hydrate. Yeah, but you need Vasily Alexia doing a deadlift to really see 6-7 of those on the thing we just saw. In a world where you need to remove, you need to cut back on aspartame, or you need to cut back on caffeine, or you need to with no actual results and no anything.
Right.
This switch it from eating the bun to eating the beef. That is a difference.
Yeah.
That I can feel. That's
we
big.
We call that experience majoring in the minors. If you're going to focus on the aspartame, or can you have a diet
deadlift
coke that has artificial sweetener? You're losing the whole point. You got to do the big things first.
Yeah, that's right. And it really, the religious sort of energy around these ideas are bizarre. It's bizarre when people get religiosity around it. It's just too much. I always get very concerned when people can't have rational discourse. You know who else is on this diet? I just found out yesterday. Is Neil still with us?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
He's specifically on the carnivore diet, Jordan Peterson. So the carnivore diet. And he said he's had his daughter's had reversal of a lot of rheumatoid arthritis symptoms, and he's had reversal of his osteo symptoms. Which,
you know, I'm a pediatric ophthalmologist down here, and I deal with a lot of inflammatory problems.
Yeah.
And I recommend decreasing grains for a lot of my patients that have significant inflammatory
issues. Yeah, see what happens. See what happens.
Arthritis. Yeah. And I'm seeing kids that are hard to control on their anti-metabolite meds, and all of a sudden they're getting much easier to control. And I don't want to say this is entirely it, but it definitely seems to make it just a global inflammatory improvement, period.
Very interesting. Thank you for calling, Neil. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right.
My kid's reading, like, Smucker's puffed pastry with jelly in it for breakfast the other day. I just see this stuff, and it's like, ugh, I got to sit around and hear this all day. And I just go home, and everyone's having a big old bowl of pre-sweetened oatmeal, and I'm like, don't do it.
Is Neil still there, by any chance?
Get rid of Neil. Jesus Christ. You two are butt buddies.
He's ophthalmologist.
How much you lifting, dude?
I have that fucked up dry eye. I want to ask him some questions.
Oh, okay. I'll let you do that.
Neil, you there? No, he's gone. Okay.
Hey, but let me say this. A guy like Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
That guy is data-driven.
Yes.
He takes a look at numbers. He takes a look at results.
Yeah.
He's not into smoke and hokum. He's into what works.
And very much like Neil, he gave the same sort of disclaimer, which was, hey, this is not a study. This is a N of one. It's worked for me, so I'm not advocating for it. But isn't it interesting? Here's a anecdotal case, me. And I thought to myself, oh, dude, I was a fan of his stuff. Before he became politically active, I was a fan of his guy.
I didn't even know that he is political.
It's not before he got in the political crosshairs, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But do what that guy does, and also go to True Car.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
True Car. You know what MSRP stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Can be confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car you want. Certified dealers set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy new or you want to go used, do what our own Chris Max Pata did over here. You go with True Car, new or used, apples to apples, get that car, get that certificate, lock it in, and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, but I'll bet you don't live in one of those states. Let's go with TrueCar. All right,
hey,
Drew. Yes.
I heard he was Jordan Peterson was being interviewed on by Joe Rogan, and I'm a Joe fan, and I love the interview he did with him. And you've been trying to get me booked on that show forever, right? Have you been working on that, Gary?
I have.
How about if this guy goes with me? Would you go do Joe Rogan's experience? Maybe they'll get his book. Because it's so bizarre that I've not – he's got some – I don't know what the problem is. But
doesn't he think you're like an anti-pot guy or something?
I think so. We thought that at one time. But it's bizarre beyond. I don't know. He doesn't seem to comment on it. We have all
– Anytime he comments on you even tangentially, it's not positive.
Yeah, and so
– He doesn't really elaborate on it very much. But like when somebody brings you up, usually a guest, he kind of scoffs or makes a not so positive
So comment. Maybe if you came with me, we can go in and –
Yeah, sounds awesome.
No, oh, come on.
Matt, my schedule's wide open, right? I don't do anything all day.
Sorry, Jerry's booked.
Where does he do that? Where does he record
Deep
this?
In the West Valley, and it's about 3 to 3.5 hours an episode.
No, I know.
All right, that's too much, Drew.
Oh, come on.
Go get your own publicist.
Well, he won't book me. I want to talk to him. I'd love to talk to the guy.
Get a better publicist. All right, you want to talk to Jacob over here?
Sure.
Line 4. Hey, Jacob. 26,
hey,
North
how's
Carolina.
It going?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so it's not a quick question. I have a lot of stuff going on, and I find myself sacrificing sleep just to get everything done. So I was curious, is depriving yourself of sleep dangerous in any way? And if so, at what point does it get dangerous?
At 26... you're probably good, but that's there's right. a lot of data that's coming right. up that says this is an important part of life and
especially
we should
as you
be
age.
Skipping past it.
That's right. I think that it's very – well, we don't know the impact as a young person, but it doesn't seem to be as severe. But, boy, if you're going to succeed, most people I know that succeed sacrifice sleep when they're young. They just have to work, just have to outcompete the other guy, and they do it by – sacrificing sleep. That's a common thing. Now, if you're still doing that at 35 or 40, then we're like, I mean, and by the way, you know, why would God have set it up the way that he or she did that we are so sleep deprived with child rearing, right? You're going to have children and then you're going to lose sleep with that too. And, it, you know, people are fine. Everyone loses sleep.
You say God, you mean he or he.
He or he.
Come on.
He or the, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. The point is that we all, nature, the great magnet, whatever, we all lose sleep and we all do fine. But later on, it probably gets increasingly important in terms of diminishing the risk for dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And your overall mental health too. So later on, you want to really focus on it.
One thing that really affects mood, at least my mood, is sleep deprivation screws my mood up. If I can get some good sleep, I'm usually in much better shape. What do you got there, John?
Well, I've got something else that'll interrupt your sleep, which is muscle cramps. And this is the point. If you have interrupted sleep, poor hygiene with your sleep, muscle cramps, leg restlessness, very common cause of this. And for millions of those sufferers, legs, feet, relief is finally in sight. TheraWorks Relief. The topical foam clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps quickly, and with daily use, TheraWorks Relief even prevents the muscle cramps before they start. So you put this lotion on, it's a foam, use it a couple times a day, absorbs quickly, really works. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or at TheraWorksRelief.com. Again, this is a significant improvement from having to take medication. You don't have to take meds for your cramps, just this lotion. Talk to your pharmacist about it. They are as enthusiastic as I am. TheraWorks, TheraWorx Relief, TheraWorksRelief.com. TheraWorks Relief, get it and experience relief from muscle cramps for yourself. Doesn't take more than a minute to apply. Don't need a prescription. Over the counter, TheraWorksRelief.com.
All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com and say hi. Lots of stuff going on there. New website. Lots of swag and towels and leggings and God knows what else. Chassis, Chassy. We got the Indian Wrecking Crew, narrated by Jay Leno, which is a good film. Jay does a great job. Uppity, pre-order, would you, man? Mm. You know, see where he punched out Scott Pruitt in the parking lot with Bruce Jenner in the car.
Oh, really?
I'm grandfathering him in because he was Bruce Jenner.
Oh.
And, of course, check out our good friend John Taffer's podcast at podcast1.com and Apple Podcasts. Drew, what do you got?
Go to drew.com, get the family of pods there. And I'm sorry, Gary, who do we say was up this week?
The Boxers.
The Boxers, that Barbara Boxer dog. It's very interesting.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.